Blog Talk Radio.
The number one podcast for plus size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is Monday, February 18th, 2013. Make sure you like Plus Model Radio's Facebook page at facebook.com/plusmodelradio, and make sure you follow us on Twitter on our brand new Twitter page at Plus Model Radio. Now, if you're an aspiring plus model, check out the Plus Model Intensive March 2nd in NYC. At this one-day event, you can learn everything you need to know to get started from professionals in the business. And for more information, visit plusmodelintensive.com and stick around because we are going to learn more about this event today from our guest on the show. And if you're in Los Angeles, Posh is having a casting call this Saturday, February 23rd, at Ashley Stewart, located on Century Boulevard from 1 to 4 p.m. They're looking for models 5, 8, and up from sizes 12 to 18 for the Posh Fashion Show next month, March 17th, at the LAX Embassy Suites during LA Fashion Week. So for more information about that fashion show, visit poshlafw.com. Now, today on the show, we have editor-in-chief of Plus Model Magazine, Madeline Figueroa-Jones, from Nuevo TV's Curvy Girls, Ivory Mae Calvor. But up first is Plus Model and blogger Allison McGavna. Sorry, messing up your last name. But Allison has been modeling professionally since 2007. Her early clients include brands like Baby Fat, Rockaware, Apple Bottoms, and House of Darion. From there, she transitioned into runway, where she walked for clients like Kmart, Ajiji, Kiona, Just My Size, and Pure Energy. In 2011, she was one of the featured cover models on USA Today's supplemental issue entitled Curvy Evolution. Since then, she has appeared in campaigns for Ashley Stewart, Fashion to Figure, and Monifa, as well as an exclusive editorial in the Plus Model magazine with the clothing company Cult of California. In 2011, Allison founded a fashion and lifestyle blog called Inside Allie's World, where she writes about fashion, designers, clothing trends, and self-confidence. Let's welcome Allie to the show.
Hi. Thank you. Hi, thanks for having me.
Pronounce your last name correctly, because I know some people say it a little fancier, but it's probably just like it looks, right?
It's McGavna. Yeah, everyone, don't worry, everybody gets it wrong. It's you're among, you know, good company.
So, growing up, were you always confident with your curvy frame, or was it something you had to learn as you matured?
No, I definitely, it's definitely something I learned. When I was a teenager, I definitely really struggled. You know, as a kid, I was always like a little bit chubby, but it wasn't until I was a teenager that when your body's changing, I gained a lot of weight. My body went through a lot of changes pretty fast, as, you know, as happens to many teenagers. And I definitely had to, you know, work hard to love myself and to give myself permission to feel beautiful. And it definitely took me a long time. It was not something that, you know, was inherent to me when I was growing up at all.
So how do you go from being a little self-conscious to being a plus-size model? Because that looks like the total opposite thing you would do.
Yeah, yeah. I would say, you know, when I always had a loving and supportive circle around me with my friends, and I think, you know, I went to a high school where I kind of stood out, like I didn't look like anybody else, and there wasn't really a lot of diversity at my high school. But when I went to college, I started to, kind of feel better about myself, because maybe first I was seeing people who looked like me and who were, you know, fashionable and who were my size, and I was starting to kind of learn about people in the industry. Mia Amber was really one of the first people that I kind of looked at and said, gosh, if this girl, you know, she looks so beautiful and she's so confident. And, you know, I just kind of built up slowly but surely. I really told myself every day, like, you know, you're beautiful and you're fabulous. And, you know, I think that it was just a slow progression. And then eventually, you know, if you tell yourself it enough and you really, you really start to believe it. And I think that that's what happened to me. And, I think that my faith also really helped me. When I got a little bit stronger in my faith, I started to feel like, well, I'm made in the image of God. So, you know, how can I call myself anything but beautiful? And I think that really helped me. And, you know, it sounds a little corny, but it's honestly the truth.
No, I totally agree. Now, you are one of the curvier models in the industry. Does your size create obstacles for you while pursuing your career?
I mean, yes and no, of course. I mean, it's really funny, you know, being a size 16 to be, you know, one of the curvier girls working. I mean, it's
right.
Funny because, when I walk down the street, you know, I don't really, I feel like there's a lot of women who are wearing the same size that I am. But it certainly creates its own set of challenges. But, I promised myself a long time ago that I would never act like a victim, because I felt like if I acted like one, people would treat me like one. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it definitely, there are definitely unique challenges, but there are unique challenges for every single model. She carries her own set of, you know, obstacles that she's going to have to overcome. And, you know, I've always been very open, especially on my blog, about my body. I've always gone up and down in size. I've been a size 12. I've been a size 18. So my body fluctuates, constantly. And, of course, there are days where I've had people tell me, you know, we can't use you, you're too big. But then, you know, there are tons of clients out there who, I feel like my body of work, I work really hard. And, I hope that people recognize that and, you know, that doesn't come to define me. I work really hard to make sure that, you know, I'm a good model, and not a good model being, you know, just a good model for her size, you know.
So have you been told if you lost weight, it would benefit your plus modeling career?
Yeah, I mean, by some people, of course. But, you know, everybody has an opinion. You know, people also tell me things like if I, you know, lightened my hair, or if I was taller, or if I was, you know, if I would, you know, maybe get a tummy tuck. You know, it's like people have
really?
Things that they say, you know, all the time. And I think that that's true. You know, I have friends who are like the perfect industry standard size, you know, who are, you know, 6 feet tall and, you know, the perfect size, like 12, 14. And they've been told, like, you know, oh, maybe you should get, you know, some plastic surgery to fix this or fix that. So, you know, I think that I've certainly been told that, you know, definitely. But I've never really, if I'm going to lose weight, or if I were, you know, interested in losing weight or changing, I would only do it for myself and not for my, you know, for work. It would really be for myself
first. For
health
purposes.
And, yeah, exactly. For health purposes and, you know, just to feel like, you know, at my best. I think that that's the more important thing. But it is a challenge to be, anything really above a size 14 in the industry. There's, you know, it's definitely, there are only a few of us who really end up working a lot, you know, when you're a
right.
little bit bigger of a size.
Now, one of your most recent campaigns is Ashley Stewart. Now, how big of an accomplishment was that for you?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, somebody asked me this the other day, and I just said, you know, it never stops being surreal. It never stops being, a thing that I'm appreciative of. And, you know, I'm just so grateful to God for that opportunity, and I don't take it lightly, and I don't, it was a huge accomplishment in my career. It was a huge moment, and Ashley Stewart is just such a great client to work for, and they really embrace using models of diversity. I mean, they use different races, they use different heights, they use different body shapes, too. You know, they have girls, they've used models who are sizes 12, and then they've used models who are size 18, 20. I mean, they really are pioneers in that respect, and so I really appreciate that. And to get to work for a client like that is fantastic. And, you know, again, just, you know, Mia, I mentioned Mia Amber, was such a huge role model for me. And, you know, in the time that, you know, I developed a friendship with her, she really kind of was a bit of a mentor for me. And so to work for her client, you know, I always feel like Mia is like my guardian angel. And, you know, I just always feel like, I don't want to, you know, I don't take it lightly, and I make sure that I work hard to fill those shoes, because I know that she was their model for so long, and she was just fantastic. So, I love Ashley Stewart, and it definitely changed my career, for sure.
Now, besides being a model, you also blog. As I mentioned, your blog is called Inside Ally's World. Now, tell me a bit about your blog.
Yeah, I mean, I started the blog just because I wanted to, I had a lot of thoughts, and I felt like I had a unique voice with my style, and I felt like I wanted to kind of just have fun and put up pictures of me and my friends going to, you know, various events and things like that. And it's just been a fantastic response, and I just love blogging so much. I think it's so much fun. And I basically do a lot of outfit of the day posts, you know, and I do a lot of reviews of clothing lines and collections, and even things that celebrities wear. You know, I just kind of write about how my thoughts on them and my approach to them, and, you know, my thoughts on where the industry is and where it's going. And it's just been great to kind of have a little place where I have a voice, because, you know, so often as when you're a model, you really don't, you know, you're kind of like, you know, you're working for somebody else's styling and somebody else's putting the clothes together, and that's fantastic and so much fun, but it's really nice to have a place where I can express myself independently of that. And it's been a fantastic response, and I've gotten to meet and connect with so many women, and, you know, just to hear their thoughts and to, you know, hear them say things, you know, just I'll say something that I feel, and then when they respond back and say, you know, I feel the same way, I think it's kind of like therapeutic for both of us. So it's been a wonderful experience, and I love it.
And you do a lot of outfits of the day, so the clothes must be piling up over there. So you're part of a closet sale that's coming up this weekend, February 23rd. Now, will you be selling some of your outfits that you worn on your blog?
Oh, absolutely. I am getting rid of, like, I would say about 75% of my closet. I really, first of all, I think my fiance is going to...
75%, that's a big percent.
I know. I really want to start from scratch, and, you know, I have so many, you know, great pieces, things with the tag still on them, or they've only been worn once, and, I do a lot of my shopping from, like, thrift and vintage stores, so I really don't spend as much as, you know, people would think that I do, you know, and I'm really conscious about that. And, you know, I'm excited to have that closet sale. I think it's going to be great. And, you know, my fiance is going to kill me because, you know, my closet is spilling into his, and, you know, my clothes are everywhere. So I'm excited to, you know, kind of sell a lot of the stuff. And I think it's going to be really great. We have, you know, such a variety of sizes. You know, I have things in my own closet that are, you know, as small as a size 10, and things that go up, but, you know, because I don't really pay attention to the
size on the clothing. You know, like, sure, I might usually wear a size 16 in my jeans, but, you know, I have dresses that are a size 10 and I have tops that are a size 24. Like, I, you know, it's a range of sizes. So I think it's going to be a great event. I really hope people come out. We have so many great pieces, things that, you know, are one of a kind, and a lot of name brands or top brands in the industry. And, you know, so it's going to be so great. I really hope a lot of people come out.
What's the location of the sale?
Yeah, it's going to be at Ripley Greer Studios in Manhattan. It's going to be at 528th Avenue, and we're going to be in Suite 17A. And, you know, it's just going to be a couple of us, and we, you know, the lineup.
Is it free to come browse clothing?
Yeah, yes, and it's hold on, I'm sorry. I said Suite 17A, right? Just want to make sure I got that place right. But, yeah, it's going to be, you know, myself and Madeline Jones from Plus Model Magazine and, you know, Plus Models, Grizel Paula and Stacey and Shannon Hyatt. So it's a great group.
And the following weekend, you will be moderating a Plus Model Q&A during the Plus Model Intensive.
Yes.
March 2nd. Now tell inspiring models listening why they should be there.
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, you know, if it's not enough to get to meet your guest tonight, you know, Ivory from Curvy Girls, I mean, she's just, you know, she's been in the industry for so long, and she's such, you know, she's just like such a pro at everything. So, you know, she's fantastic, and she's so much fun on Curvy Girls, as everybody can see. So to get to hear her perspective, and then, you know, the booker for Wilhelmina Models, and then Madeline Jones from Plus Model Magazine, I mean, these are top people in this industry, and I'm, you know, I'm so excited to be moderating that panel for myself to hear what they have to say, because I feel like you can learn so much from these women. But, you know, I mean, the big thing is, like, a lot of girls think the industry is one way, and they, looking from the outside in, it seems like, well, you know, how am I ever going to break into this? How am I ever going to be lucky enough? Or you know, and it's really not about luck. It's about knowing the industry. It's about doing your research and being a professional. And there are things that, you know, had I been, you know, an up-and-coming model and there had been something like this, I would have been all over it, because it's very rare that you get a chance to hear the truth from people who have been doing it and who are successful and who are, you know, interested in helping you. I mean, that's, you know, that's so fantastic that all these people would come together and do that. So, you know, I mean, I can't say enough how great it is that all these people are coming together to do it. And, you know, it's just going to be so much information, a runway class, a posing class, like how to pick the right pictures for your book, you know, just stuff that, you know, is invaluable information and will really set you ahead of the pack. So, I mean, I just would encourage every girl, you know, I know it's an investment, but it's, if you really want to do this and you're really serious about it, then you have to know the business, because it is a business.
It really is.
Yeah.
And do you have anything coming up, anything else coming up that we should be on the lookout for?
I mean, you know, I'll definitely, the closet sale and the intensive are going to be the next couple weeks. I'm working on some stuff for my blog, some, you know, video components for my blog, so keep an eye out for that. And, you know, then I'm just looking forward to, you know, the summertime, and Full Figure Fashion Week is going to be coming up. And so there's going to be a lot of great stuff in the up-and-coming months, but, you know, people can definitely catch up with me on my blog, InsideAllysWorld.com, which, you know, has my fashion blog, but also whatever I'm doing with my modeling career and my writing career. So it's a multitude of things that people could find on there.
And tell us your official website one more time.
Yeah, sure. My official website is AllisonMcEvna.com, which you can also access my blog through there. But my blog address is Inside Allie's World. That's A-L-L-I-E. That's how I spell Allie, InsideAllie'sWorld.com.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It was a pleasure speaking with you this evening, and continued success with your career.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. And up next is Ivory Mae Calvert. who stars in Nuvo TV's new hit show, Curvy Girls, where the blonde bombshell's life and career as a plus-size model are showcased. Since signing with Ford in 2001, Calvin has worked nonstop virtually every top retail outlet in North America, and many overseas have used images of her, including Lane Bryant, Kohl's, Kmart, Sears, JCPenney, and Target. She has also appeared in prominent brand campaigns for Playtex, Just My Size, Curvation, and Fruit of the Loom. Internationally, she has worked in London for Marks & Spencer, in Germany for Eula Polkin, and also in Canada and Mexico. Calvary was featured as a cover model for Plus Model Magazine and BBW, and has notably appeared in the pages of Oprah's O Magazine, Glamour, Good Housekeeping, and All You Magazine. Ivy has made appearances on the Today Show, The Insider, Oxygen Network's Janison Dickinson Modeling Agency Reality Show, QVC, Good Day LA, KTLA Morning Show, and PAX 11 News. Let's welcome the one and only Ivory May.
Shanice, you are too kind. Thank you so much. Hi.
So, we know that you're a top model. Obviously, reading your intro, that is for sure. But now you're also a reality star. So, how has your life changed since being on Curvy Girls?
Oh, my gosh. It's been pretty amazing. I have to say, being in the public eye like that is pretty funny. It's been great, though. It's been really awesome, and I was so happy to have been a part of really one of the first full seasons of a reality show to showcase plus-size models, and just to be out there in the public eye for everyone to see that, you know, this isn't just a world for skinny girls and Beverly Hills Housewives anymore.
And will there be a season two of the show?
Well, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but the answer is yes.
Woohoo! So
yeah, we got a second season.
And that's kind of making history, because there's never been a plus-size reality show that's picked up for another season, right?
Absolutely, you got it. Yeah, we're really, really happy about it. And there will be another member of the cast, so you can all look forward to that. I'm not going to leak the name, but there is another curvy girl joining us. And
is
we're all really excited.
Is she somebody we're all familiar with?
Absolutely. She's actually probably the most well-known of all of us. So she's already been kind of a star in her own right, and she'll now be a star amongst us. So
interesting. So do you feel you're being accurately portrayed on this show? Because one of the things, when you're on TV and you get a bigger platform, you know, that's the more haters you get. So how do you feel you're being portrayed?
You got that right, Shanice. Well, I have to say, you know, I'm someone that gives my all for the camera. So I was portrayed as a little bit of a bitch, if I'm allowed to say that. And that was okay with me. You know, I'm someone that speaks my mind, and I'm not afraid to give my opinion and to be a strong woman and a strong businesswoman. So I don't mind that. But the thing that I was kind of sad about is that I didn't get to show my softer side as much. And I think that's something you'll see in the second season. So I think those people that know me well know that I'm a kind person and a kind-hearted person. And sure, I like to speak my mind every now and then, but I think the vast majority of people will see my softer side coming into season two. And you'll get to see that, you know, I love people and I love animals. I do a lot of charity for animals, and I'm not just a bitch that thinks she's the best thing in the world.
Right. So the reality show kind of created this one-dimensional character with you.
That's exactly right. And, you know, it is invasive in some ways, but in a lot of ways they work with you. You know, I have nothing bad to say. I love our production team, and I love everyone involved on the show. I really don't have anything bad to say about any of the girls. We all actually get along really well. And, you know, every now and then we have a tiff and we have a little blow up or something, but at the end of the day, we all really love each other and support each other.
And one of the things we see you doing on the show is being a mentor. But prior to being on the reality show, I know you were doing that already. You love to mentor up and coming models, right?
That's absolutely right. Thanks for remembering. Yeah, for a long time I've helped models get their start, which is why I was so excited when Madeline asked me to be a part of this intensive. It's something I'm really interested in, and really I mostly wanted to join this effort because we're showing the reality of this industry and of this business, and we're, you know, demystifying and debunking the myths that maybe some of these girls have or think or, you know, believe, and that's what I'm all about. I want to show exactly the reality of what you're going to get into if you are truly interested in getting into this industry. So that's something I've shown girls for years. I started 11 years ago, and I've helped many models get their start, from Danielle Lyne and a whole list. And, you know, on the show, I was shown to be kind of a bad mentor, and that's just because my career itself was really so busy, and I was so busy working that I didn't have the time to give Lorna lists. But, yeah, I love helping, and I love giving my honest critique. So, you know, girls, if you're coming out, I hope you know that I'm gonna be blunt and honest, but I think that's what's going to help you the most.
Right, because I think everybody sees your beautiful photos online and in the campaigns, but they don't know the work it takes to be successful and all the behind-the-scenes sweat and hustle that you're doing.
Exactly. You know, it's really about being a professional in this business. It's about 1% about being pretty and about being a model, and it's about 99% of everything else, and that's the professionalism that goes along with it, the moving your body, knowing exactly your angles, your curves, your best side. It's knowing those things that gets you the job again and again. It's not just being a pretty face or having a hot body. You have to know what to do with it. And that's exactly right. What I think we're going to show you that day. You know, these girls are so lucky, just like Allie said. And by the way, Allie, thank you so much for what you said about me. And I'm so happy for you and proud of you. And blogging is so not easy. I want everyone to know that she deserves kudos for having a blog, because that's something I've wanted for a long time, and it's really hard to do, in my opinion.
Right.
So congrats, and
right.
Your Ashley Stewart layout looks amazing, too. So anyway, but just like she said, I wish that I had someone like that, like me and like her and like Madeline and Amira to show me the ropes when I first got into this. You know, we all kind of had to wing it and just go about it as best we could. Luckily for me, I was already had a job and a career and a college degree, so I kind of knew how to handle myself in a business setting, but that's a lot of it. You need to be a businesswoman first in this industry and a model second.
Right, and I happen to know, besides being a model, you are also an actress, and you have a show coming up in Los Angeles March 28th called Pieces of Ass.
Oh, gosh.
What this show is about and your character.
Oh, it's really a fun show. It's a show I've been doing for about 8 years. It's kind of an off Broadway show. It's a monologue show where it's all about women and about kind of being a good looking woman in our society. And it's kind of the underside of it. We kind of show the other side of being pretty. You know, everyone thinks it's so easy, but we kind of take that and we spin it and give you the backside of it. And it's really funny, really fun. We'll have there always is a celebrity centerpiece involved, and their story is really great. My story, of course, revolves around being a plus-size model and how that's a different side of beauty all in itself. And I show that side, and, of course, I talk about bacon. So if you like bacon, and if you might like me, you might want to come out and see me in that. It's a really fun show. It's been going
so
on
wait,
for
is your
years.
Is your part really about your life, or it was
something?
Oh,
it's absolutely about my life. It's a monologue show. We all tell our own stories. It's 10 or 11 of us, and we range from models to actresses to Survivor stars to, you know, celebrities. And it's a great, it's kind of a vagina monologues type of show.
Okay.
But it's kind of a modern spin on that as well. It's not just kind of a boring story, and we all have our own angles to tell about being beautiful and how that's been. It's a really fun show. It's going to be at the Fonda Theater, and it's an evening limited engagement, and I recommend everyone buy tickets soon. If you're one of the first 50 people to buy tickets online at piecesla.com, okay, you will receive entrance into the VIP after party. So that's kind of fun, where we'll all be having fun afterwards.
And this is, I should say, the 10th anniversary of this production. So this is going to be a really big deal next month.
Exactly. It's going to be a big one. There'll be a red carpet, which we actually call a pink carpet because we're about breast cancer and about women. And there'll be celebrities and film crews and everything. So definitely come out and check that out if you're in L.A.
Yes, well, I'll definitely come out and support. And do you have anything else coming up we should be on the lookout for?
Oh, just the second season of the show. We start shooting that next week. And so obviously we're a few months out from that. But look up Curvy Girls on mynouveautv.com. Also, if you'd like my Facebook page, that is my charity page. It's called Plus Models for Paws. It's for dogs and cats. So Paws is spelled P-A-W-S. So Plus Models for Paws. I would love that. And follow me as usual at ivorymay.com.
And tell me a little bit about Plus Models for Paws. What are you going to be doing with that page?
Well, yeah, we just started this last year. One of my best friends in the industry, Nicole LaBrice, and I both started it just because we're so passionate about pets, and we just wanted to have a venue to help animals in any ways that we can. We just thought, you know, she's a big advocate about adopting shelter pets. She has a shelter dog that she adopted that I'm in love with. Her name is Callie, and an effort we feel really strongly about. So we just decided to start a charity, and we're just kind of gearing up. We're going to have fundraisers ranging from model meet and greets, happy hours around New York City, possibly LA, poker tournaments, just anything to have fun and get to know people and network. And then also we're going to donate any money that we raise to area animal shelters.
Cool. Well, you definitely have my support on that, but I have to tell you, I'm terrified of animals. I'm not an animal person at all.
That's okay. I support anything you do. That's all right. You're so awesome. Thanks for that. And one last thing, I just want to say hi to my mom, Artemis Bodor, and I'm sorry that I didn't get to say hi to you last time, Mom. My phone cut out. I want everyone out there in Plus Model Radio world to know it wasn't my fault. My phone cut out, and I love my mom.
Yeah, she called in last time. She was so cute, and she really supports you. That's awesome.
Yeah, she's super awesome.
Thank you for being on the show. Tell us your official website one last time.
My official website is ivorymay.com, and if you want to tweet, my hashtag is #StayCurvy.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the show, and then I'll see you when you come out to L.A.
Sounds great. See you in a few weeks. Thanks so much, Shanice. Good night, everyone. Bye, Madeline. Have fun.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And last but definitely not least on the show is Madeline Jones. Madeline Jones is a New York native and is the editor-in-chief of Plus Model Magazine, the number one publication celebrating the plus-size fashion and plus modeling industry. Always an advocate, she is looking to bring plus-size women into a fashion-forward mentality. And in 2006, she combined forces with friends and online magazine publisher Valerie Amador to create Plus Model Magazine, where they could respond to plus women's demand for fashionable clothing displayed prominently on appropriate size models. Since then, Ms. Jones has quickly become the Ann Wintour of the plus size industry, where she is frequently called upon for her expertise and insight. Appearances and interviews include ABC World News with Diane Sawyer, Entertainment Tonight, Coco Perez, Fox News, HuffingtonPost.com, and 200 plus other media outlet sources. Let's welcome Madeline to the show.
Hi. Hi.
So, Plus Model Magazine, everyone listening to Plus Model Radio has to know about Plus Model Magazine. And it gets better and better each month. So what is your ultimate goal and dream for the magazine?
I know everyone wants the magazine to be in paper, and I am definitely that person that every morning I wake up in the morning and, you know, I meditate, and I always, you know, put it out there, you know, to God and say, you know, if it's meant to be in paper, if I'm supposed to be in paper, today is going to be a day that I will work towards that goal. It is not my ultimate goal because of how fast things are changing in the magazine industry. There's a lot of magazines that have gone under. There's magazines that are going into the internet because people are doing more buying, more, you know, reading on their phones and tablets than even, you know, picking up the magazine. I'm old school, so I'm definitely the paper. I have a stack of magazines that I still have not been through from last month because I'm such a magazine person. So I know what that is and what the need is, that kind of feel it in your hands as opposed to being online. But the younger generation doesn't do that. The younger generation walks right past the newsstands and they do everything online. And we've been able to talk to that younger generation and say, oh, no, we just, you know, we just want to be able to flip on our phone. We want to be able to flip on it on our tablet. So we've responded to that. And, you know, you're able to see it on a tablet now. We have an iPhone app that we've been working really, really hard on, and it's going to be flippable on our phones coming very, very soon. So we haven't officially announced it, but that is something that's definitely happening really soon. But, you know, we're trying to respond, and that is, you know, definitely a goal of mine personally. But I love what I do. I love all the women that we get to meet, and I love everything that I do. You know, as many hours as I work, I love what I do every single day.
Now, I know one of the questions you get asked all the time is, how does Plus Model Magazine select the models for the magazine, especially the cover model?
So the cover model, you don't just have to be an agency model, and that's a misconception. Sorry. We're an online magazine, so clearly you have to be able to have, you can't just be a professional model. I mean, obviously, if I'm going to put a shoot together and if you're going to represent the magazine that month, you have to be a professional model. You have to be someone that is out there and that knows that I can say, this is the concept, and I'm going to put you in front of a camera, and you're not going to ask me, you know, can I need some more poses? I ran out of poses. And this is, I'm telling you, because this is stuff that has happened to me before. Not with cover models, but yes, I've had models, you know, I mean, stalk me for years. Give me a chance, give me a chance, give me a chance. And they're not necessarily signed models, but they've been doing stuff in the industry. And I said, okay, this one particular time, I said, you know what, I'm going to use you and you, two girls. And I tried. And the girl that had the least amount of experience that I was most worried about, that girl ran circles around the other one, the one that kept on stalking me for years. And I'm like, you know, she asked me, can I use a mirror? No, you cannot use a mirror because models don't use mirrors.
What?
Yes, a mirror to look into while she's modeling. No, you can't. That's not acceptable. You stalked me for years. You should know how to model. While you were stalking me, you should have been practicing. Let's be real.
Right.
So when you asked me, okay, I ran out of poses, can you help me? That was disappointing. Because
that's a red flag.
Huge red flag. So, you know, you have to think that this is a business. This isn't just me out of the goodness of my heart being, you know, nice to some girls or whatever. I really thought long and hard and prepared a concept for those girls so that they could do something nice and simple that would still be worthy of Plus Model Magazine readers. And when she did that, it just kind of, you know, I was just kind of felt a little deflated because I thought that after 2 years of her, you know, yes, I can, and sending me her pictures, only to come on set and say, oh, you know, I ran out of poses. That was really disappointing. So the cover model has to be someone that can recreate my concept. You have to get inside my mind. You have to be able to say, yes, I can do this. You have to be a go-getter because sometimes we may not stop for lunch. We may have so much to do, you may have to eat your lunch at 4 o'clock. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be able to make sacrifices. You may be doing summertime clothes in the winter. You may be doing winter coats in the summertime. You may be out in the street under the sun, you know, for hours. This is what the reality of the modeling world is like. It's not just being in a cushy studio, you know, with getting your mani and pedi on. That's not the reality, and that's not the reality with us either. This is about work, about creating a concept and a cover and an editorial that's going to last us for the entire month, that's going to create an impression upon our readers. So, yes, I am looking for professional models, and sometimes those models, very few and far between, may or may not be signed with a big modeling agency. You know, but that person has to be someone that's doing something in the industry, somebody that's on a show, somebody that's, you know, going out there and, you know, made an actress or a singer. You know, it has to be someone that's going to, you know, kind of translate those numbers to Plus Model Magazine. I can't just put, you know, anybody because they're a pretty girl. The entire industry is full of beautiful women. But are you a model? Can you take my concept and bring it to life? That's what I'm looking for. And that's what your portfolio should say, and in turn your images have to say, that you can translate someone's concept and that you are versatile in front of the camera. That's what I'm always looking for.
And so Plus Model Magazine, besides being, you know, just a great magazine to read and beautiful images, I see it as a resource for models, because you have things in it like Plus Modeling 101. However, on a daily basis, you get asked the same question over and over again, which is, how do I get started as a plus model? So
right.
You created the Plus Model Intensive. Now tell me about this intensive.
So the Plus Model Intensive is kind of like the brainchild of Griselle Angel and I, because I get asked all the time. And Griselle knows, because, you know, she helps me out a lot, and she kind of has to hear a lot of my, you know, my frustrations sometimes. And I feel like I put so much information out there with the Modeling 101 and, you know, and
right.
all the blog posts that I put. But I said, maybe they're not interested in reading as much as being in a class and having me show them and letting them be part of something. Because I know I'm a very visual person. And, you know, if it's something really, really long, it'll take me 3 days to read it sometimes. You know, I hate filling out paperwork. That's just how I am. And maybe there's other women like me. So I said, maybe if I bring them into the class and we show them about runway and we have a Q&A with a top, you know, agency director, you know, like Wilhelmina, and then we have, and you know, you're right in front of me, and then if I put you in front of the camera and I'm able to show you, yes, you do this, no, don't do that, this is the way that you stand, this is the way that you manage your hands and your feet, this is how you do a dress as opposed to pants, maybe the on-site type of instruction will be better, and people will, you know, will say, oh, okay, now I get it. Because I kind of understand. I mean, how do you get started? Yes, I can tell you how to get started, but how do you get from that reading to being in front of an agent, to being in front of Plus Model Magazine, to being in front of designers or boutiques or brands? How do you get there? How do you get signed? So I figured if I put all these components together and have it so that you can come in and experience it for yourself firsthand, then maybe that's something that would be beneficial for you if you're not the type of person that can say, let me read this and kind of, you know, work on it from home, you know?
Right. Now, will this Plus Model Intensive travel to different cities?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have been bombarded by requests to come to Atlanta, to come to Chicago, to come to L.A. Canada, Detroit. We have been bombarded, and I kind of thought we would start in New York just to kind of get our feet wet and, you know, obviously improve for the next one and just kind of see, you know, and we want to get the women that attend in New York, we want also their feedback to see, you know, what else they feel like they needed, or should we do a level one or level two. You know, there's always different things that we can do. But I thought that bringing it to other cities that maybe are not New York, because a lot happens in New York. So if you're
right.
in New York and you're an aspiring model, there's a lot of different ways that you can, you know, try to get information. So this was kind of like our starting point, but we will definitely be going to other cities because I think that they will be most affected in a positive way by what we're willing to come in and offer them.
Now, the day is broken into three parts. So let's talk about each part. So it starts off with the plus model Q&A, and tell me a little bit about that. So will the models be able to ask anything they want?
Anything they want. That is exactly why I put this together and why I put this panel together. Allison is an amazing moderator. I saw her moderate something in Detroit, and she was excellent. And I just thought this is the perfect person because she comes from, not only is she a model in the industry, but she also understands challenges and knows what those questions are going to be. So she can kind of create the opportunity for the attendees to say, yes, that's a question that I want. Now, they will be free to ask anything. This is not going to be let me introduce each one and each one of us talks for half an hour. People already know. If they're already coming, they know who we are. They don't have to hear about who we are. It's just going to be a quick introduction, and boom, we're going right into the Q&A. I want them to benefit as much as possible from everything that we're there to give to them. So they can ask anything at all. And it's not going to be fluff. Now, I'm not the person that tries to make people cry, but I will definitely find a way. And people laugh all the time because it's like, you know, Maddie's way. I always find a way to tell someone the truth without making them feel bad, because I don't believe you have to make someone feel bad and tell them the truth. I like to tell them the truth, but give them also options. Because maybe you're not a fashion model, but maybe you're a commercial model. Maybe you're a parts model. Maybe you're a fit model, you know. And so I try to give them different, you know, when I started off, I wanted to be Ashley Graham. Clearly, that was not my plan, and that was not my journey. But, you know, if somebody would have said, girl, you can't make it as a model. You would never be Ashley Graham. I would have been hurt, as opposed to the person that came to me and said, you know what, fashion modeling may not be it, but these are all the other options. It opens up an entire world to my eyes. I appreciate that person for doing that for me, and I want to do the same for them.
And so the second part of the day will be runway class. Now, tell me about that.
So runway is so important right now, especially with Full-Figured Fashion Week and so many other fashion shows like Posh in L.A., and there's so many other things going on around the U.S. and even abroad. You have to know how to enter the runway, how to walk on the runway, how to stop and model at the end of the runway, and how to return. There's a way and there's an actual method to doing all that. It's not just walking out on the runway with a fierce face. So we're going to teach you all those steps. In addition, we're going to teach you how to use different props, how to use an umbrella, how to take off a jacket, how to model a long dress as opposed to denim jeans, as opposed to slacks, as opposed to, you know, anything, a wedding dress, something with a tail. You know what I mean? How do you get around that tail? How do you get that dress to follow you? If you don't know that and you show up at a fashion show, they're not going to have the time to show you. You have to walk in there and know what you're doing. Not everybody's going to offer you a boot camp. So we want to get you prepared before the Full-Figured Fashion Week runway casting happens in New York City. If you're in New York City and you're worried about your walk, you need to be in this class.
And then the third part of the day is a photography session. So is that an actual photo shoot for each person?
Yeah, so this is what we're going to do. So one of the things that aspiring models don't realize is that models that are signed have to send in digital photos sometimes in a day's time. They always have to have one on file, but clients ask for digital photos all the time, not because they don't believe what their measurements are, but they want to see the most current version of the model. Sometimes it's in a bra and panties, sometimes it's in a tank top and sweatpants, or stretch pants rather, or denim jeans and a cute top, but they want to see the most current version. And digital photos are normally done with very minimal makeup, and you know, you have to do the front, the side. Now, we are going to provide each person that attends a digital Polaroid. So they already are going to walk out with that. In addition, we're going to do a photo session with each girl. What we're going to do is we're going to say, okay, you're on set and this is my concept, and I'm going to show them the concept. Now, you're in front of the camera. Let's see. And I'm going to work with them one-on-one. Here's what you're doing. Here's what you're doing wrong. Give me this. I'm going to treat it as if they were working for me. They're going to literally be looking at a concept and trying to, you know, create it their own. I never expect, and no one ever expects a concept to look exactly what it is, you know, how someone else did it, but for you to try to create your own version of that concept. So that portion of it is the instruction part. That is invaluable, that most people do not ever get, that most models don't ever get before seeing their first client. So we're going to be providing that for you, and you'll be able to ask questions, and we're going to stop, and we're going to try, and you're going to see, and I'll be able to show them. Each girl gets a gallery of their images so that I can show them, look, this is why this picture works, but this pose doesn't work. You know, you're missing an arm, or you're missing your leg, or your, you know, your leg is up too high or whatever. You know, we're going to teach those things that you're going to have to know. What if you get signed with an agent and they send you to Macy's next week? Do you know what to do on set? You know, those are the important questions. Once you get signed, the agent is not going to baby you into the next step. You have to know yourself. You have to know and be prepared. So we want to prepare you before you get that job.
Well, this is awesome. If you're going to work with every girl one-on-one, then that means it's a certain amount of space you have. It's not going to be just like a mass class.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Okay. This is not a big – no, no, no. We definitely had a 15-people cutoff because we're going to work with 15 girls. And I want to be able to have time. So while there's, you know, I don't know, 8 girls, I think it is, with Griselle doing runway, I'm going to have the other 7. And they're going to be working. And then after, you know, 2 hours or so, then we switch. You know, then these 7 will be doing runway, and these will come to me. So we definitely didn't do this to have 30 girls sign up. We wanted a very specific – we wanted women that are serious about their careers in the modeling industry. We didn't bring in, you know, Ivory or, you know, Amira from Wilhelmina. I'm not spending my entire Saturday – because I just want to have 30 people to talk to. I wanted serious women that need the help, that need the instruction of how they're going to make it to the next level, how are they going to walk in front of the castings at Full Figured Fashion Week or any other, you know, runway show that they want to, you know, be a part of, you know, and give them as much information as possible so that they can be prepared. That's the most important thing for us.
Now, what would you say to the model that's listening that's hesitant about the price of the intensive?
If you're hesitant about this price, then you're not ready to be a model, because you have to invest into this, into your modeling career, and that's the honest truth. I can't even sugarcoat that. You're going to spend money on testing. Testing is anywhere between $500 and $1,000. You have to have hair and makeup. You can't not have hair and makeup. You have to have a stylist. You have to print your pictures. You have to have Photoshop. You know, there's so many components to this. You have to have your manicure, pedicure, your hair done, you know, your skin. Everything has to be, you have to make sure your teeth are not yellow. They have to be white. You know, there's so many things. You are your asset. You're selling yourself so that someone could in turn sell their product on you. So you have to be the most amazing version of yourself. So, you know, the amount of this is nothing compared to what you're going to have to spend in a month or 2 months' time, you know, being a career. You have to be able to build your portfolio. You have to be able to test, you know, and this is part of something. And if you're taking it seriously, you take this, you take your receipt, and you write it off at the end of the year. You know, this is what models do. This is your business. So it is a modeling write-off when you, you know, when you take this career. But if you see modeling as a hobby, then this is too much for you. This is, you know, the price is too much for you because you're not looking at it for a career. This is for the woman that is interested in having, you know, modeling as her career. So this is an investment to her, not, you know, as a huge expense.
And one of the reasons why it's so good that you're going to go one-on-one with the girls with the photography session, because you're a budding fashion photographer now. So are you for hire for modeling portfolios?
So this is the secret. So the secret is pretty much out. I've been shooting for a while. It's been a couple of years that I've been shooting. It's just not something that I ever put out there because I have so much on my plate already. Plus, Model Magazine takes a lot of my time, then having my daughter took more time. And, you know, I have family and I have friends. So I just never thought to really get behind the camera. And Fluvia actually was the person, like, I've been shooting Fluvia for years and nobody knew. Everybody just kind of assumed that it was Luke that was doing the shoots, but I was doing the photo shoots. And, you know, the last time she was here, like a summer ago, she was like, you need to just take credit for your work. Let's, you know, we're going to work together. You need to take credit. So I did, and everyone was like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe that you did this, and I can't believe that you're shooting. And I just kind of laughed because I'm like, I've been shooting. You guys just didn't realize it. So I've been shooting. I shot Roslyn Great for her a commercial model for True Model Management, and I've you know, I've shot Griselle and Allie, and I'm going to Chicago to shoot these three models in April. So I was hired by all three models to come the same weekend, and I'm going to go shoot with them. And so it's great. I love that part of it because I get to step away from Plus, but I get to use my expertise behind the camera and give them the direction and kind of, you know, they get the photography, but they also get my direction as well. And I love it. I have fun with it. It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of hard work. Like the day after or that night, I'm literally going back to my house or, you know, to back to the hotel room if I'm away, and I'm like rubbing Bengay all over myself. Because I'm so exhausted. I'm like, wow, this is a lot of work. But it's so enjoyable. It really is.
And so are you for hire?
Yes, I am. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And so how do you book you to shoot with a model if they're interested?
I have a Facebook page. So it's MadelineForLucasPictures.net. And they can also email me at MadelineF2@live.com.
And so this weekend, you are also a part of the closet sale. Now, do you have a lot of stuff you'll be selling too? Allison said she was getting rid of 75% of her closet. What percent are you getting rid of?
Well, if I left it up to my husband, it would be 99% because I've definitely spilled into his closet. I would say I'm probably getting rid of about 60%.
Okay.
And it's only because I have a lot of stuff that when Plus Model Magazine first kind of started, a lot of people would send us clothing, but they didn't want it back necessarily. And, you know, they're sample sizes. So they're all like size 12, 14, maybe even 16. And clearly I'm not wearing 12, 14, or 16. So I have stuff with labels, with tags. You know, I have jeans, I have coats, you know, and really, really nice stuff, you know. And even now, even, you know, recently, people have sent us stuff and they're like, oh, you know, you could go ahead and use it or wear it or whatever. And I'm like, you obviously don't know what size I wear. You know, you're just sending stuff. So I'm like, okay, we're just going to, you know, give it out. And I really just need the space. This is my part
right.
of, I've needed to spring clean for about 3 years, so I need to get
right.
rid of a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? I have great pieces. I have stuff with tags. I have stuff that has been worn once, you know, and I have, like, all the major brands, and I have stuff in different sizes. I have sizes 12 through 24, and the bigger sizes are always harder to find when you go to, like, garage sales or closet sales like this, because a lot of girls come in, and a lot of the girls that are selling are sizes 12 and 14 or maybe even 16, but you hardly ever find clothing in size 18, 20 through 24, you know,
right.
So I love that I'm able to provide that size, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So do you have anything else coming up we need to be on the lookout for? I know the March issue of Plus Model Magazine will be coming out soon.
Yes. So the March issue is going to be really great. Our cover model is Anita Marshall. She's a hot, young model with Dorothy Combs Model. She's been working with all the major brands, and she just did the swim issue of Monif C., the swim collection.
Right. Which
so
is beautiful.
So everybody knows who she is, and she's on her cover, and she just did such an amazing job, and she's a really sweet girl. So I loved being able to interview her and getting to know her a little bit better. And Rhea was out here in New York, and so she put together such an amazing, you know, fashion issue. And the whole fashion team for Plus right now is just unbelievable. Like, I am so happy right now. Like, Marie, Rhea, and Alyssa are, like, my dream team. Like, I am so happy with our team. And we're going to be announcing a model search very soon,
okay.
which is really exciting. And, you know, a couple of other changes that are going to be coming. And, you know, we've been brainstorming about how to incorporate our readers. And that's what the big change is going to be about. We want to try and incorporate our readers a little bit more in the magazine. So you're just going to have to stay tuned to our blog. We're going to be making big announcements really soon.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah,
and I know everyone should know the magazine's website, but just reiterate it one more time.
It's www.plus-model-mag.com.
Well, all right. Well, thank you for being on the show.
And thank you, Shanice, and happy anniversary next month.
Well, I don't know if anybody knows it because I just talked to you about it, but Plus Model Radio is turning 5 next month.
Congratulations. You have done an amazing job, Shanice. Amazing job. 5 years. It's amazing what you've been able to do in 5 years. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much, and it's a pleasure working with you, and I'm sure I'm going to talk to you this week sometime. So
absolutely.
Continue success with everything, and then we'll talk soon.
All righty. Good night.
Good night. And thank you to all of my fabulous guests this evening. Tune in next week, and we'll have more Plus industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected with the Curvy community. And if you're interested in advertising on our show or being a guest, visit the website at plusmodelradio.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join the fan page on Facebook and follow on Twitter at Plus Model Radio. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.